Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, FM 93.7, here in Tampa, Florida, Sarasota, Florida, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, in addition to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, which includes our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, also includes our FedEx and our UPS guys, our mail haulers out there hauling the mail, got to get the mail, and, of course, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel. And then again, don't forget about our Amazon warehouse folks and our Amazon drivers, too. They listen to the program, and thanks so much for doing that. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler the same way. And you can find us on Getter. You can find us on Truth Social. You can also find us on Twitter, all as Captain's America. That's Captain's America. Get you over there. And don't forget, our website is none other than the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Go over there. You can listen to the stream 24/7. It's playing there live right now. If you can't hear us any other way, you can hear us over there at the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com and take advantage of all the things we have over there. Now, joining us from California, we have the one, the only, the formidable professor of politics, Kyle Warren.
All right, thank you so much, Captain, and good morning to everybody out there.
Yippee-i-yo, Kyle Patty. All right, thanks, guys and gals. Thank you. Okay, well, of course, they're in a pretty good mood because we have us a playoff game coming next Monday night. How about that? Next Monday night, the Dallas Cowboys are coming to town.
Oh, very nice. Very cool. Yeah.
Yep. We'll see what happens. I'm not over excited about it, but we'll see what happens. All right, are you ready to say the pledge, my friend?
I certainly am.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because that's what our country was founded on. Now, Kyle, before we get to the caller who's hanging on the line, we had Kevin McCarthy early in the morning on Saturday. I know that because you and I were both on the air when it happened.
That's right.
Got elected Speaker of the House. I have no problem whatsoever with that. There's some people going, oh, my God, get a life. Get a freaking life and grow up. They have no idea what they're talking about. They've been drinking the Kool-Aid, buying the crap that's been pushed by the Democrats, because the Democrats have been trying to divide and conquer big time ever since this thing started. Now, today, And it's not actually today. It's Tuesday when they meet again. But Tuesday, when they come back and meet in session, the very first thing they're going to do is vote on the new rules, correct?
That's true, yes.
Now, if they're able to do that without a big, long, drawn-out fight, which the only fight would probably come from the Democrats, but that wouldn't last very long because I don't think they have the votes for this. And the majority of the American people that are aware of what's going on and what the rule change is actually going to be like it.
Well, that's right. It doesn't seem that there was a lot of problems with the rule changes, with the possible exception of the motion to vacate issue and so forth. But, Captain, we're also seeing, of course, that one of the stipulations about these new rules or the agreement to vote for Kevin McCarthy would be that some of these different members of the Freedom Caucus would wind up also on some of these different committees as well. So that's part of it. And then also it looks like they're going to create a select subcommittee on, quote, the weaponization of the federal government to investigate the Biden administration's assault on the constitutional rights of American citizens, unquote. So they're definitely going to be moving forward with trying to get to the bottom of a lot of this stuff about the Bidens and all this stuff we've been hearing about.
When those of us that were paying attention first found out about this and were aware of it and reported it to our audience, who didn't pay much attention, apparently. When was this? Do you remember? Because I do.
Yeah, when was that? Yeah, tell us.
The beginning of December.
Yep.
That's when I first announced all this stuff, that they're going, oh, well, we're not going to get a committee. Oh, we're not going to. Hey, it had already been decided that you were.
Well,
they
exactly
had a
right.
They had a meeting in Florida after the election in November down here. They had a meeting. And I happen to know what happened at that meeting, and I've only been allowed to say certain things about what happened there. But they talked about all this. They got it all resolved. Everybody was happy, and away they went. So, you know, give me a break here.
Well, you know, Captain, I think one of the things we're going to be seeing, of course, is Kevin McCarthy hitting the ground running here. It's been a tumultuous several days, but it's a new beginning starting on Tuesday.
I'm going to give him a break. I'm going to give him the opportunity to prove himself. I think he will. I think he'll be a good speaker, and I think he's going to shock the hell out of a whole bunch of people that don't have a clue what they're talking about.
I think you're right.
I know I'm right. I know I'm right. Hold that thought. I know. Hold that thought. We'll be right back with more, folks, on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a Monday, Monday, Monday. When we come back, we'll put a caller up on the line here that's been waiting patiently. But I know who it was, and I know that he would wait patiently. So hang on. I'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You betcha. Thank you very much, pretty lady. And this portion of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. Now, remember, Relief Factor is a product that I have taken for over 9 years. And the reason I take it is because it works. And if you're suffering on these cold mornings from a little rheumatism, a little arthritis, a little bursitis, maybe you've got some pulled muscles and aches and pains from your on-the-job days, or maybe you've got something going on with some injuries that you've suffered in the past where you've got back or neck or shoulder or hip or knee or whatever kind of pain, then this is a product I want you to try and see if it'll work, because it's worked for me. When others wouldn't, this product worked for me. It's very simple. It's very easy. You take a packet, four little capsules in the morning at breakfast, and away you go. And it should start to work once you get it in your system, that is. It should start to work right off the bat and check the pain that you've got and check the swelling that you've got and make you feel more like a human being and like getting into the day. Now, I will tell you, it's all natural. There are no narcotics in this at all. Now, that's because the combination of the ingredients are turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3. Now, it also helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation, which lowers or eliminates the pain associated with whatever the problem is that you've going on, or you've got going on. Now, remember, it'll go to the source of the pain. So it's 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product, and it works. What more do you want? So give it a try. Go over to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and for $19.95, you can find out what I found out over 9 years ago. All right, first of all, back to Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we got two callers to go. The first caller first. You ready?
Yep.
All right, it's the used to be, wanted to be, could have been mayor of Clearwater, Mike. What's up?
Hey, Captain. Hey, Kyle. You know, Kyle, something that I find to be very interesting, apparently Brazil is having their January 6th moment. There's a lot of apparently unhappy campers that don't believe that the current president was elected duly. So they storm the Congress, and they storm the Supreme Court, and they storm the presidential palace. So the question I have is, do you think there's going to be a coup, or do you think they're going to handle it like we did, and when the dust settles, the new president's going to be able to, because my understanding is, I guess he's a very leftist president.
You're talking about Bolsonaro.
So was the previous one until, what, yeah.
Bolsonaro.
The previous one was, too, until he changed. So what do you think, Kyle? I mean, it's, you don't see any of the media talking about it, and I just find that to be interesting because it almost has the hallmarks of what happened in Washington 2 years ago. Thank you so much.
All right, well, first of all, the media has been talking about it, and the ones that were talking about it were over at Newsmax. Sunday morning, that's all they talked about for over 2 hours.
Yeah, that's right, Captain. We understand, of course, that according to whatever source might be saying this, we understand that it's some 200 demonstrators, but others peg it at about 400 that have already been arrested, and the Capitol being retaken after they dispersed the crowd there with tear gas.
Yep.
So it's definitely, it was a very, very tense and very serious situation.
Yes. Now, let's go to the second caller I got here. Okay, Backgammon Bob, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir, Captain. On the new Congress, do we think that we can get them to act in unison? In other words, I know it's a slim majority that we have, but we need to act in unison. And the thing is, we need to stop the migration invasion and take every possible radical step that we can as far as using the power of the purse to... and to finish Trump's wall, establish the Remain in Mexico, and have some higher standards for asylum, because we have to stop this invasion no matter what. All right, that's it, Captain.
Okay, well, apparently Backgammon Bob didn't listen to us on Saturday morning because we talked at length about that, because I believe that's all part of what this new movement is afoot, that they are definitely going to do what he's saying, whether or not we can do it or not. They're certainly going to try. And if they get the help from their own members, all of their own members, plus some few people on the other side, they'll be able to get it through. Now, the next question is, will the Senate pass it, and will Joe Biden sign it?
Yeah, precisely.
That's the question.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. That's why if they do try to get something through, they're going to have to find a way to get some kind of support for it in terms of bipartisan support. And that's not going to be the easiest thing in the world, but it's not undoable. You know, President Biden just went to the border, Captain, and we're going to be talking about that here on the program this morning as well.
Yep.
Generally speaking, the Democrats may find themselves in the position where they would like to have something accomplished, quote-unquote, on the border, because otherwise, they're going to leave themselves open to cries of they've done nothing in response to the obvious problems and exacerbating issues that we're seeing every day.
Well, here's the thing. I heard Steve Scalise say, as well as Kevin McCarthy, both of them, that they were going to use the power of the purse to get what needed to be done along the border and immigration. And if that's the case, since they are the ones that are leading the charge in the House of Representatives, and they do have the power of the purse at their disposal, and they do have the majority, since that's the case, they just might be able to accomplish something, because the Senate is not in a position to dictate who spends what where.
Right, but at the same time, they have to be very careful of leaving the GOP leaving itself open to criticism that because nothing is being spent, therefore the problems are getting worse. The Democrats are very good at trying to flip the tables around, so it all has to be navigated with a great deal of experience and caution. But I think that they're up to it, though. It's going to continue to get a lot hotter, as it were, as we head towards 2024.
Well, McCarthy's chief rival that ran against him for Speaker, Mr. Biggs out of Arizona, said that Kevin will do a great job with the new rules changes.
And I believe that.
Well, I believe it, too. And I do think, Captain, that what we'll hopefully see with Kevin McCarthy and the GOP-led House moving forward is Kevin McCarthy working very diligently to put all this stuff behind him and behind the country, not only just the Republican Party, but the country as well, and start delivering in whatever capacity that is, and try to bring the especially those who were just anti-Kevin McCarthy, try to bring them along with them and demonstrate not only to the Republicans, but to everybody in the country that this is a serious thing and that new things and new solutions are on the way. If he's able to do that, then I think it's going to be a lot better sailing.
Now, I'm going to see if I can bring this up, play it for about a minute. It's a news story from Newsmax yesterday talking about Texas Governor Abbott and Biden's border visit 2 years too late, $20 billion too late. And one of the people that was never involved or invited or even told about where Biden was going was the governor of Texas. That really stinks. All right, let's see if we can get this.
Let's continue the conversation. Joining us now, the president of the National Border Patrol Council, Brandon Judd. Brandon, thank you for being here, and thank you, of course, for your service. We've been waiting for this moment when the administration perhaps acknowledges the crisis at the border. Why now? Why are we finally seeing this visit tomorrow?
The only reason that he's coming to the border, let me make this very clear, it's not of his own accord. He's coming to the border because you now have his own constituents. You have part of his base that are now standing up and saying, we just can't continue to absorb all of the costs that are associated with this. You've got Eric Adams, the mayor of New York City, that's saying they just can't do it anymore. You've now got the governor of Colorado that is saying that he's going to start shipping people out of his state, very similar to what Governor Abbott has been doing. When that happens, the administration has to take notice. Then, of course, you have to look at what the media has done. Although it is a very, very small handful of media outlets, the media is now putting the pressure on the president, and the American public is aware of what's going on. It's because of those two things, and only those two things, that he's coming to the border. He's 2 years too late. He's already caused so much harm to this country that it's unimaginable, but now he's coming simply because of those two reasons.
Yeah, you got.
How do you like that?
Yes, exactly. This is exactly what we were talking about earlier, again, with the idea that the Democrats, and Biden especially, are going to want to be seen as doing something, because you've got this very big resistance now coming his way.
Yeah, and that audio there was compliments of Newsmax. We appreciate them for helping us with that. In the meantime, Mr. Kyle's going to take us a break, and we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. The House will take up debate on new rules today after electing a new speaker. Republican leader Kevin McCarthy finally gained enough support from his own party to become speaker early Saturday. It took 15 ballots for him to do so. The final vote was 216 votes for McCarthy, 212 votes for Democratic House Leader Hakeem Jeffries, and 6 representatives voting present. McCarthy won the gavel at a cost, having made concessions to a group of hardline conservatives that weaken his power as speaker.
The Chicago Bears are securing the top pick in the 2023 NFL Draft. After Sunday's loss to the Vikings, the team finished the regular season with a league-worst record at 3-14. It's the first time since 1947 that the Bears have the first pick. The Houston Texans, who came back to beat the Indianapolis Colts in Week 18, are set to pick second. The NFL Draft opens April 27th in Kansas City. This is Julio Flores, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will take it right away. And this portion of the program, The Captain's America Third Watch, is brought to you by our friends over at MyPillow. Yep, MyPillow.com. You know something? They are just Mike Lindell and company is on a roll, the likes of which I've not seen since I've been representing him as an endorser. Now, every time I turn around and I think I know what's on special, there's something else on special. So it's like you gotta pay attention. And when you go over to MyPillow.com, you need to go to the page, the Radio Listener Specials page, and check out everything that's over there. Because that's where all the specials are and all the new ones he's adding. Now, there are many, many items over there where you can save up to 80%. And that's amazing by itself. Now, some of them are discontinued items. For example, he's getting rid of the slippers that are like the sandals that you put on. He's going to get rid of them and go to the regular slippers that he's got, which are, I think, a lot better support and whatnot if you want to wear something. You want to wear sandals? Hey, go buy a pair of sandals. That's my thought. But what do I know? But anyway, there you go. And all you got to do is go over to MyPillow.com. Go to the Radio Listener Specials page that's there. Use the promo code CAPTAIN, and away you go. Shop till you drop. Now, you can call them on the phone. That's even easier. 800-641-5459. 800-641-5459.
make sure you use the promo code CAPTAIN, and you'll save a boatload of money that way, too. So that's MyPillow.com. The radio listener specials page that's there, promo code CAPTAIN, phone number 800-641-5459. Shop till you drop. You're going to have a ball. Okay, and Mr. Kyle Warren is with us. How did the Mrs. Professor work out with all her stuff?
Oh, she's very happy. Very happy indeed.
And how about you? Didn't you get surprised?
I did. Well, that's right. And the new slippers should be here any day. Sometimes there's a little bit of delay, depending on how close we were to Christmas there. But they're on their way, and I'm looking forward to them.
Yeah, I'm still waiting on something myself because I made the mistake of of ordering it Christmas Eve, and it didn't go through until the day after Christmas, but that's my fault. Now, Kyle, there is something really serious going on in this country when it comes to power facilities. Another incident, an alleged terror incident, occurred at the Las Vegas at a Las Vegas power plant. And a man has been arrested after he allegedly rammed his car through a gate at a solar power plant near Las Vegas, set his car on fire, and disabled the facility, according to police. This was not done accidentally. This was done intentionally. Now, the name, all I'm going to say is here's the name. It starts with Mohammed, and the counterterrorism division identified the suspect as someone that had been on their radar for a short while. Well, here we go again. Haven't we heard that before?
Well, that's right. Yeah, someone's on their radar. As a matter of fact, Captain, I think last year the U.S. Department of Homeland Security had a report about domestic, what they call domestic extremists, looking to create credible and specific plans to attack electricity infrastructure since 2020. So what the scary part about this is that sometimes you get different terrorist groups, whether they be from outside the country or influenced from outside the country, if they start lining up with some in this country who have the same idea, then it's just not a good thing at all. But obviously, Captain, these kinds of attacks on the electrical grid, either using firearms or setting your car on fire, this kind of thing, whatever it is incredibly disconcerting because the power grid is fragile. And that's not breaking any news on that. Everybody knows that. But we have to be much more prepared.
Well, an employee at the Mega Solar Array facility, which provides power to MGM properties, including its hotels, said that the damage was substantial. It was major damage, and it would take some time to fix it, perhaps as long as a year or two in some cases because of what had been done. Now, that being the case, this is major. And again, this was not an accident. The guy drove his car through the gate and crashed into the main part of the power plant.
Right, and one of the other concerns too is that you look at these as sort of probing attacks to see what the how much can be done, how much damage that is, and what are the defenses. So hardening not only the physical parts of the power grid, but also those parts that could be accessed somehow via computer networks. I mean, to say that it's all equally important is really true, because you've really got to be ready for any kind of attack, because from state actors, they're the ones who are going to want to try to take down your entire power grid in the event of some other kind of attack.
Now, there was another incident that happened in Washington State that we talked about maybe a week or so ago, which the people involved in that were being arraigned as we speak, or late last week. And then again, of course, we've had other incidents that have gone on, too. We had the incident in North Carolina. We had something else that happened about a year ago at the Hoover Dam. Remember when there was an explosion at the Hoover Dam in Las Vegas?
Right.
And the blast and explosion were caused by a transformer fire, but it was never determined if that was natural or something else had happened. But my point in making all of this public again is we're going to be doing an investigative, Frank Salvato, myself, are going to be doing an in-depth investigative report on this from a from a first responder sense, like as if my days at the fire investigator. And we're going to try to find out some things about this, because this just doesn't make sense.
Well, you're right. And you either have some smaller groups that become bolder. The modality of the attack, of course, if you're going to fire weapons, firearms at the electrical power plant or switching station, this kind of thing, that may be one thing. But if you're financed, if you have access to larger explosives or these kinds of things, it can be a real, real problem. And again, that's why I think some of these attacks may be more probing than anything else.
And just to shore up what Mike was talking about in Brazil, the protesters stormed Brazil's Congress in the capital. A number of them were arrested, and a number of them are still on the loose and are being pursued by police. They know who a lot of these people are. But this is not a good thing for Brazil, and in general, we'll see what happens. It does not have all the bearings of what happened January 6th here, because these people went into more than one building.
That's true. They went into their Supreme Court, Congress, and also the presidential palace.
That's right. Three different buildings they went into. It's not like as if, you know, what these people that were in January 6th tried to do. They were going specifically after the Capitol because a lot of people still say to this day they were there to stop the President Joe Biden from being administered the oath.
Well, exactly right. We also see, too, that, of course, Brazilian markets also saw a lot of volatility as a result of these actions.
Yeah, and oil is up again.
Yep, exactly.
So here we go.
So if that, yeah, exactly. That kind of instability just breeds much more uncertainty and skittishness.
Now, Mike also said something to me off the air talking about COVID, that it was making a resurgence. Well, it is, but here's the problem. COVID is still being used by our politicians to control Americans.
Well, I think certainly you have those who believe that the emergency powers that came along somehow with the COVID outbreak, that they are really preferable in many ways to governing rather than having to govern the regular way, quote unquote. And so they much prefer that. So, yeah, they want to use it.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report right after these messages that are coming your way. Don't go anywhere. I shall return with more on Captain's America Third Watch.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Yeah.
Is the Nickelback version of Sharp Dressed Man, and I want to tell you, Kyle, they are getting it done. Oh, wait a minute. Get the right side. There we go. That's getting it done, Kyle.
They sure are. That really
is. Push the button the right way, I'll get you. Yeah, no, that's a great video. That's a great sound. And, of course, Billy Gibbons, I think, is there, too, and he has a little cameo towards the end of it, but unbelievable, unbelievable. Okay, well, you got to get going. I got to tell everybody that we do have some big weather out west again, and another storm coming. Looks like a couple of more fronts, one up in Washington State, one's going to be Oregon, Northern California, behind what they've already got coming in, driving yet another round of heavy rain on already flooded areas and saturated areas with high winds that could topple some trees and power lines and heavy snow. Oh, boy. On top of the enormous snowpack and the mudslides are going to continue today. My God, what a mess. All right, take it away.
Well, that's right, Captain. The burn scars, of course, are still a big, big concern. But ultimately, of course, we're looking at a lot of rain, of course, a lot of snow in the higher elevations, and also some very high winds. In fact, California Governor Gavin Newsom has already asked the Biden administration to declare a federal emergency ahead of the storms, and he did that on Sunday, saying that, of course, there's going to be some very intense weather, he said, over the next 48 hours. We've also had a lot of power outages in the parts of Northern California, especially. There's some in Southern California, but the bulk of it is up in Northern California. Right now, across the state, it looks like about 100,000 people are out of power. That's down significantly from earlier on Sunday, we understand. So we'll keep tracking that as well. But California, of course, is, and the Pacific Northwest as well, bracing for more storms from this atmospheric river, and a river rather, another one that's coming through. We're going to continue to see heavy snow, as I said, in the higher elevations of the Sierra Nevadas. We're also going to see, as I said, those high winds. So let's take a look at what we're really looking at here. Winter storm advisories and wind advisories all throughout Northern California, all through Central California, and then down into Southern California, where it's raining right now a little bit north of Los Angeles, up near Ventura right now, but all this rain is covering almost all of Northern California at this point. So again, we're going to continue to see flooding. We've got even evacuations that are going on as well. So it is a bad deal. That's putting it lightly. We've also got some rain up in the Seattle area right now, and we're going to continue to track that. But we've also got a little bit of snow up in Northern Montana. It's not really a whole lot at this point, and that's a good thing. But we are seeing, Captain, more winter weather advisories all along Interstate 15 in Utah. We do have high winds near Cheyenne, Wyoming, and we continue to see as well up on I-80 coming out of Reno. Again, you want to be careful because you're going to still have that atmospheric river is going to go that far over and continue to impact your journey across I-80 as you head towards Utah. More next hour. And stay tuned. Back to the Captain.
All right. Well, that I-80 stuff up there in Nevada from Reno all the way to the Nevada line is snow, mostly snow. So be advised of that. And, of course, higher elevations, it means that you'll probably get socked pretty good. So be careful up on I-80. Now, coming over here to the southeastern corner of South Dakota to include Sioux Falls, you've got some fog, a dense fog advisory. It's also in the southwestern corner of Minnesota, the northwestern corner of Iowa tonight, and that fog could intensify and move more to the east. It also could develop in Nebraska by the looks of things here, so be advised of that. You may be hearing me talking next hour about fog in Nebraska. Now, moving over to the western part of Pennsylvania to include most of I-79 north-south through Pittsburgh and down to West Virginia, you got rain, and the rain comes in about 50 to 60 miles from the Ohio line, so it'll be there for a while, and it runs north-south for about 150 miles, almost to Erie, but not quite. And then the south eastern corner of Ohio, right there along 70. You're going to have rain into Ohio for about 40 or 50 miles, so be advised of that. Got some fog in West Virginia tonight. It looks like it's going to be getting a little bit worse. That fog could also be in the mountains of Virginia, down below West Virginia here pretty quick. That would probably mean I-77 is going to have fog on it, so be advised of that. Doesn't have yet, but it might be getting there. Chesapeake Bay, got a little bit of fog developing over there as well. And that's about it for the weather that I can see, bad weather. Other than that, we've got some traces of things that might happen during the course of the day because of the weather coming across from the west. But as long as that storm hangs in there out west and drenches Kyle and gives him a bunch of snow, I guess you're going to have what you're going to have, right?
Well, exactly right. Yes, we're going to continue to watch, and it's, again, another significant weather event, no doubt about it.
Yeah, and there's two more behind it.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
And you know, Captain, a lot of people ask, is this going to end the California drought as we know it at this point? The answer is it won't end the drought, we understand, but it certainly is helping. They're actually looking at the different reservoirs and so forth, and it looks like they'll be able to handle this storm, which is a good thing in most cases. Of course, water is very precious in California, so we need all we can get.
Until they can figure out how to take that water that comes down off the snowmelt and get it into the rivers and then get it into the reservoirs where it needs to be, they're making a big mistake. Because it goes right straight to the ocean.
Well, that's right, because especially in the central part of California, with the agriculture, with the farmers and so forth, if you pump the water up out of the ground, this is a huge problem. So we need to have those reservoirs refilled. And you're right, a better water management would be one of the main things you want to run on if you ever ran for governor of California.
When you're running.
Who knows? Well, if Gavin Newsom goes off to be vice president or president or something, we'll see.
Good. Good. I'd try to support you as best I could. All right. Well, the Truckers Highway Bible Report is always brought to you by the Pilot and the Flying J. Make sure you pull on in there. Grab yourself a hot cup of coffee or a hot chocolate or get yourself one of those 24-ounce cups like what I got and get yourself a soda or an iced tea or whatever full for nothing because you got the cup. It's just Flying J on it. All right, here comes the music. Here comes the music. Kyle and I will be right back with more right after the top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere. Guess what? We had so much fun rocking a minute ago. Let's rock a little bit into the break, back out of the break here.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.